Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Natalie Angel with your 8 AM Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane Lord Mayor Adrian Srinas raised concerns about the width of the city's river, which could be a part of the opening ceremony for the 2032 Olympic Games. Premier Stephen Miles suggested that the river would connect key venues like Suncorp Stadium and South Bank during the Games. Mr. Miles said the government would work closely with the IOC and the 2032 Organising Committee to show the best of Brisbane on the world stage in the ceremony.
Rehab bed shortages in the Royal Brisbane Hospital is leading to longer recovery time in spinal injury patients. According to recent interviews with RBH staff, there are currently only 40 rehabilitation beds in the spinal rehabilitation unit. National Trust President Mark Townend has said there can be up to 30 people at any time waiting for rehabilitation in regular ward beds, not receiving the treatment that they need.
In national news, the next story contains mentioning of sexual violence. Listener discretion is advised. Former Canberra massage therapist Wei Qing Lu has had his jail time extended after subsequent prosecution. After admitted to the acts of rape and sexual indecency against his client, Wei Qing was originally sentenced to 3.5 years incarceration. Chief Justice Taylor and McCallum both were in favor of overruling the original sentence due to the perceived sexual nature of the crimes. Wei Qing will now be jailed for a further 2 years.
Victorian men James Dawkins and Dale Young are being prosecuted for using insider knowledge to bet on the Australian of the Year awards. Dawkins picked the Australian of the Year 3 years in a row and won over 13,000 in successful wagers. Investigations conducted by federal police revealed that Young, an Australian Post worker that organised commemorative stamps for the winners, had been sharing the results with Dawkins weeks before the awards ceremony. The lawyers of both men have described their actions as dumb, stupid, reckless and juvenile.
In international news, Belgian triathlete Jolien Vermeulen shared her experience swimming in the Seine River, saying she felt and saw things that we shouldn't think about, and was concerned if she would be sick tomorrow. Although Paris spent $1.5 billion on cleaning up the long polluted river, some athletes reported feeling sick. The organizers have said the readings at some points of the swim course were still above the acceptable limits in the last hours of the games.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 9 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 22. The UV index is predicted to reach a moderate 4. That's all your news for 8 AM. We'll be back at 9 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.